FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A young Durban woman's disappearance after a night out with friends has left her family distraught. Nqolo Mthethwa from Hammersdale, west of Durban, was last seen in Emalangeni 2 weeks ago. It's understood the 24-year-old went missing after leaving her home with friends. Her sister, Mabongi Mthethwa, says they're bracing for whatever news may come.
All we want as a family is to find her. Even if we find her in any condition, we will accept it. We want to find her because we want to get closure. We also want to know what happened to her, but the most important thing is to find her.
KZN police have confirmed a missing person case was opened at Mpumalanga SAPS. And a political analyst believes organizations that withdrew from the national convention missed a great opportunity. The convention is aimed at setting the agenda for the national dialogue that will take place across the country in the coming months. The second day of the event is underway at the University of South Africa main campus in Pretoria. Political parties, including the DA and Action SA, and several legacy foundations decided to boycott the event, arguing that the process wasn't inclusive. Oscar van Heerden is a political expert from the University of Johannesburg.
The foundations and some of the opposition parties, this was their opportunity to actually come and influence the process and say it needs to change here and there so that it is indeed going to be more citizens-led. But unfortunately, they didn't see it that way.
Yesterday, President Cyril Ramaphosa announced a citizen-led steering committee would guide the dialogue, with government only offering logistical and limited financial support. And abroad, at least 11 people have been killed in a factory blast in a Russian region outside Moscow. Authorities say the blast took place at a factory in the Ryazan region, with independent media reporting it was a gunpowder plant. Emergency officials working to clear the damage say at least 130 people have been injured. And on the weather front back home, there's a yellow level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms expected over most parts of KZN today, except for the extreme western and northeastern parts. The storms will be accompanied by damaging winds and heavy downpours, leading to localized flooding. Otherwise, showers and thundershowers are expected across KZN tomorrow as well. Durban, Pietermaritzburg, Ladysmith and Ulundi will reach a high of 24 degrees, Richards Bay 27, Newcastle and Margate 23, Moy River 22, Kokstad and the Berg 20. Morning swells are reaching 2.5 metres at the Durban beach tomorrow, with sunrise at 27 minutes past 6. That's all from the Newswatch team for today. I'm Tamasha Kanyi.